Hey everybody, welcome to episode 29 of Noob Show.
It's actually try number three.
Yeah, sorry. It's my fault.
That's what happens when you go on vacation.
Come back, you ain't worth shit.
That's about the truth.
How was it though? No, please cough. Go.
Sorry about that. I was my throat's been a little scratchy today. I think too much salt water.
You
I was well, I did go to the hottest COVID spot in the world, so
Florida.
the country anyway, but we kept to ourselves mostly, but
Yeah, I seen the pictures from the little, was it condo you were in or bungalow?
yeah, that place was cool.
No, it was beautiful, man.
Little outdated, but it was right on the water. It was nice. Not too many dead fish. That's the other thing they have down there is the red tide.
Is that right now?
It's really weird. Yeah. It was there like a couple of months ago, really bad, but it's kind of cleared up for the most part. But it wasn't that bad where we were staying, but we went out to an island, took a little boat ride out to an island, and it's like a nature preserve kind of thing. And I guess just the way the current and stuff hits the island, it was, dude, it was just littered. One side of the island was just covered in like dead horseshoe crabs and blowfish and just, oh.
When you get the horseshoe crabs, you need to save their blood. Apparently, it's used in a lot of stuff.
I don't think, I mean, for whatever reason, like the birds, nothing tries to eat these things. They just lay
Well,
on the
a
beach.
horseshoe crab is a like an alligator, that it's an unchanged dinosaur.
He's also talking about the
Horseshoe
fish too.
crabs haven't changed in thousands of years.
Did you
Well,
also
these
do
changed to dead, so
like Yeah. Did you also
it's
go to
pretty exciting.
Legoland?
We did, yeah. And I will
Any good?
say it's all right. I mean, it's pretty much everything down there is pretty much like the rest of the country. It's understaffed and it was mostly deserted. It was very few people there, but they didn't have enough staff for the people that were there. But we had a good time. It was fun. I was kind of glad it was deserted because I mean, I didn't really want to be around a lot of people anyway. And we weren't, so that worked out good. Worked out pretty
They're even
good.
talking about locking down again.
Yeah, I don't, I mean,
It didn't work last time. It
well,
won't.
I don't know. I mean, I don't see what the numbers the way they are now. The schools are going to be a madhouse,
Yeah,
but
school starts back next week.
yeah, I don't think it'll be in more than a couple weeks, and they'll have to start. It'll probably be certain locations, but I mean, how are you gonna keep a school open when half the school's sick?
Yeah, it's the same stuff that happened back in 1920s with the Spanish flu. They opened up too early and they had to shut back down again.
Well, I think I mean, there's so many people in the country. I think they're just over it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to hear about it. They're just over it. And I don't know. In Florida, it's like that. I mean, we wear masks and stuff. I mean, my wife's a hygienist, and so she wears a mask, 8, 10 hours a day, every day. And we're down there. Yeah, we just thought it was best to wear a mask down there because we came. I mean, we're coming from another state and everything else.
It's
But we
just
didn't have to most of the time because it was just us. And I mean that condominium we rented that condo from was, I mean, it's pretty much deserted. I mean, it's, I the median age in that area had to be like 70.
Oh,
It was
perfect.
like old people beach, and but it was cool.
Yeah. I've also been learning about some other stuff that's been going down in Florida. Hold on,
What's
where's
that?
the someone's been playing Mario Kart because an airborne turtle survives car crash through windshield on Florida highway.
Oh my gosh.
That's some
Goddamn
Mario Kart
Mario.
ass shit. Apparently, the turtle's been struck by a semi truck on the highway and then sent it flying into somebody's windshield. God, where's the picture for it? I want to show it because
That's
it's.
crazy.
No, because I've always get worried about that shit, about driving down the highway and you see a truck with just some flappy shit on the top. I've seen Final Destination. I know
how when I used to ride motorcycles, that made me very acutely aware of things like that because, I mean, just anything. I got hit with a bucket one time. I ran over like a 4x4 landscaping beam that just fell. That was scary as shit because it fell off the back of a landscaper's truck. And it looks like a big giant, you know what a jack is? Like the little game where you throw the ball. It's an old game. Yeah. You throw the ball and you try to pick up jacks. Yeah.
No jacks.
That's what it looked like. It was hitting end to end in different ways and just flying down the highway at me. And that I missed it. But I mean, that thing, I mean, I'm dead.
Just change lane. That's all you have
to do. Moved. That's what I'm saying. I would change lanes and it was a 2-lane highway and it was either that or go off the road, which I would probably die hitting a tree.
You ever throw a football, Kevin, and when it hits the ground, it goes in random directions? Imagine that's kind of like that.
Yeah, that's kind of what this thing was doing, and it was 5-gallon buckets too, because they're not a perfect cylinder. Yeah, you know, the top's bigger than the bottom, and so they don't roll the same way, especially when they're like full of paint.
Anyway, so is that the reason you stopped riding a motorcycle?
No, I mean I'm still an idiot, and I quit riding just because
he's not manly enough to be seen on a motorcycle.
Well, we had the twins, and then I was working out of town, and it just it sat in the garage because I'd be gone 3 or 4 days a week, and then I'd come home, and you know, wife frowned on having little babies, frowned on me going off on a bike ride after I've been gone all week. So it just sat there for a while until I got tired and I just sold it. So
see, I want to get a motorcycle.
They're fun, man. I love it. Every time I see one now, it's like, I think once you've ridden a motorcycle, it's like a cigarette. Once you've smoked a cigarette, you could quit for 10, 15, 20 years. And every time sometimes you get that, you see somebody smoking a cigarette, you're like, that looks good. That's what I think when I see a motorcycle. A lot of times I'm like, man, really want to do that again.
You think vegans are like that?
You think what? Vegans?
Vegans. Every time they see a hamburger, like, man, I don't do it again, but
I don't know. I think that they have I think they're angry. Like I think they, you know, they're angry at
of course they're angry. They don't get bacon.
Would you be
mad if you didn't get bacon ever again?
I don't think I'm not saying angry in general. I just think that they're, you know, a lot of the vegan people that I've known had, I mean, a lot of that was due to animal cruelty and stuff. And so, you know, they when they see people eating meat, you know, it's upsetting. And so, which is a little different, but, I guess. So,
all right,
yeah, just because professional you see
someone eating meat doesn't mean it's animal cruelty.
Well. To them, animal cruelty is the animal being killed for meat. That's all animal cruelty to them.
Yeah, because, I mean, all life is precious.
If it's humanely killed, it's not animal cruelty.
You're missing the main word there, Kevin. Killed. That's the part that...
But, no, you said animal cruelty. If it lived a good life and then that life ended, what's cruelty about that? Where's the cruelty?
You ended the life.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of who's
humanely. Yeah, see, people that use that as an argument are idiots and don't understand the circle of life.
What are you saying, Matt?
No, I mean, there's definitely some merit to animal cruelty, and the majority, if you see some meat in a hamburger, the majority of that hamburger meat that someone's probably eating was not exactly humane.
You don't know that.
I don't
solely shop at places that specifically humanely treat their animals and all that stuff. I know they exist.
But do you?
Cruelty-free farms? Yes.
That's where I know those
exist.
But that's where you shop. They just wait for the cow to die and then they harvest its meat. natural.
No, I get it. I try, honestly, this is completely hypocritical, but I do my best not to. It bothers me, like, when I see, like, videos of stuff like that and things. It bothers me a lot. I very selfishly just try to ignore it, not think about it. I don't like.
Well, how else like are you going to. How else are you going to feed, what is it, 4 million people of the U.S.?
Vegetables, man.
You don't get all the proteins that you need from vegetables.
That's why you eat fruits and nuts and stuff too, man.
Beans, soybeans,
you got nuts. You can get a full diet from, you know,
people. Non-meat. Yeah, I mean, people do it. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not one of those people.
From non-meat or from vegan?
Even you vegan, what? I respect vegans, man.
I do too. It takes a lot. I have a lot of respect for them just because it just takes a shit ton of willpower.
I'm with you, man. I used to be like Kevin. I was like, man, why would anybody? I was like, I get why they do it. I mean, I don't think I'll be a vegan. I do want to stay away from factory farming, though, because that shit's fucked up.
Like, it's hard to do.
All right. Well, then that means you can't eat at any fast food restaurant, guaranteed. Ever.
I mean, I could ditch fast food. I get it.
Yeah, you should anyway. Honestly, everybody should.
I love it. You'll never shop at Walmart again. Never shop at any major. Like, you'd have to. If you don't want to do factory farming at all, you have to find a small butcher shop that, you know.
Honestly, I wish there was more of them. I would go there besides, like, any other place. I love going to a butcher.
There's a lot of those around here. There's two in Goose Creek where I live that are, like, whole local raised beef and stuff like that, which, again, you don't know.
Burbages. There's Sangaree Meat Market and
that one. Then what's that one that's over there on off Liberty Hall Road? You know,
that's Burbages.
Is that Burbages? Yeah.
Yeah.
You got some good deals over there sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not one of those people that think the whole world should be like that, but I understand. And if I watched those videos or hung around with someone that had the vegan diet, it would pull me in eventually. It's just, and again, I think it's just, you know, I freaking catch and release spiders in my house. You know, I don't like hunting. Even though I know the hamburger I had was a living creature at some point. I don't like to think about it, which is, again, hypocritical and just, you know.
I'm actually a pretty big fan of hunting, though. I mean, it does a lot of good for the natural society or for nature shit too. Because if people didn't hunt deer, those motherfuckers would be overrunning the state.
Yeah, because we've run the wolves out. I mean, I guess our natural predators are gone, so we have to. Otherwise, they're...
Well, we didn't have wolves, but more probably...
Coyotes. Which is just a little wolf.
Yeah, I'd like to see a coyote, though. I guess a whole pack of them could take down, because some of those bucks are enormous. Yeah. I mean, they're big. But I don't know.
They don't comment on hunting. The bucks, they go after
the babies.
Injured and the babies, yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of deer hunters that do that, too. They're not supposed to, but they do.
Like, I also think if you're just a trophy hunter, you got little dick energy. Come on, man. There ain't no reason just to go over there to kill it and just
I mean, their argument's the same one you just gave for hunting for food that, you know, population control and things like that.
Well, what I say about big game hunting is good. The stupid amount of money that they spend to go shoot a dying elephant or a problem elephant is actually really good, and because it brings funding into the nature reserves.
Yeah, it helps protect the other ones.
Yeah, and usually what you're hunting is an elephant that's been giving them problems, like fucking shit up or terrorizing other stuff. And like, well, if we're going to get rid of it, we might as well, you know, have someone give us $500,000 just to shoot it in an RV.
It's like a fucking building with legs.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, I don't know. I've seen videos of like freaking bears like running through the woods and snapping 6-inch trees and shit. And I'm just like, I don't, an elephant just like, I mean, it was like the Kool-Aid man going through your house. It wouldn't even slow down. It's just like, shit.
No, fuck.
Yeah,
no.
I can understand. They're crazy. Yeah.
Well, in other news, I was delivered a surprise and a reminder of why you stay off Amazon when you're in a day of drinking. Because this afternoon, I was delivered this giant bag.
What the hell is that?
Fruit flavored Tootsie Rolls.
Kevin, you got awesome. A problem. You need help. You need help. No, I get know the Amazon when thing,
or why, but for some reason, I wanted a giant bag of fruit flavored Tootsie Rolls.
Amazon's good for that. Yeah, no.
I took off the one click option on mine for that very reason, because it's too drunk Matt. If I had to two clip, if I had to hit click twice, at least that's a good chance I might not buy shit. But some stuff shows up.
Yep.
And it's not honestly, but if you're buying candy from Amazon and you live in South Carolina, don't do it during the summer. Because you will have a giant, like, especially because I like to order like chocolate covered espresso beans. But if you do that in the summer, all you're going to get is a chocolate covered ball of mess.
Yeah, because it's in that truck all day and then it sits on your porch or whatever, right? Mine does. I mean, mine sits right in the sun.
Yeah, you got to order candy and stuff during the winter months for here. You can buy a bunch. Like,
always
you can
a
buy,
good plan.
You could just buy the marshmallows out of Lucky Charms from Amazon. Just a big bag of them.
I just steal my kids' candy because they get so much fucking candy. I mean, every time I turn around, there's another holiday where they get a freaking bag full of candy for something, you know?
We got a thing you and got, the, was it? Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, and where I live, like this, my area, my community, my neighborhood or whatever is real big into Halloween. Mm. And I mean, it's literally like a full grocery bag. I mean, it's got to be 5 pounds of candy each that they get, and it's ridiculous. I spend $80, usually about $60 to $80 on candy that I put out for kids on Halloween.
I usually spend that, but I get it all for half price because I buy it the day after Halloween.
You can't give it to kids then. Why would you?
I am a kid. I'm giving it to me.
Oh, God.
I do the same thing on Easter too. I load up on jelly beans.
I like seeing everybody's costumes. It's fun.
Yeah, and some, I mean, you get to see the kids excited as shit.
Yeah. Nicole, right across the street from my house, my neighbor, like they're real big in Halloween, and they're crafty. I'm not a crafty person, but they're crafty people, and so they have like a lot of homemade like decorations and stuff, like these giant like Samhain, the what is it? Isn't that Samhain, like the big pumpkin king monster thing? That they've got a no, not Jack Skellington. I'm talking about like sort of like that, but it's I think it was Samhain. It's like the one of the spirits or whatever Halloween. But
oh, I don't know shit about that.
But anyway, they've got that. They've got a they get these huge arms and eyes and teeth that go on their house. It's a two-story house, and they make the whole house look like a monster house. And then they have a fucking full-size like electric chair. It's like wires and everything. Take photos in it. It's great. And they have bodies. They have bodies that they lay out in the driveway, like in body bags and stuff.
Some people go all out for fucking Halloween, man.
They do. It's pretty nuts. But my kids love it, man. We have a blast.
It's usually the same people that do the same shit for Christmas.
They don't. Like, they don't celebrate Christmas.
They don't?
They don't usually put up hardly anything. Maybe a few lights and stuff like that. They don't go nuts, but a little bit. I have other neighbors that do that. It's like they rotate. I don't know.
They take turns for each holiday.
Well, it's like certain people in the neighborhood like really like certain holidays. Everybody decorates for all of them, but like certain people just like love Halloween or just love Christmas. So it's great.
And shout out to those people so you can just ride around neighborhoods and just go look at shit.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Fantastic. I love it, man. We, when I didn't have kids, well, I've always had kids, but whenever my, when I was in between having young children, we used to, and it was cold, like where I used to live in North Carolina, like in October, it would be cold. And we would pull around. We had like one of those little metal bonfire things. You know what I'm talking about? Like the little rinky dink pit bonfire things you get from Walmart, but it's like a big metal bowl and you put wood in it and set it on fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
We just drag that around. A fire pit. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. So you just drag that around to the driveway, set up a couple chairs, have some cold, you know, drinks, sit around the fire, give out candy, and get, you know, sloshed. It's great.
Yeah.
Good times.
And not look like an asshole to all those kids.
No, you're fine. I mean, you do it discreetly. You know, you try to be, that's the way to do it in the suburbs.
Well, I'm lucky. Well, actually, I can't say lucky. There's actually no kids around where I live.
Why is that?
Well, I don't like to talk about it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. No, but for actually, all the kids that are around the neighborhood that I know, like my little nieces and nephews, they actually go to Somerville and Charleston because, like, nobody gives shit out around here. It's like a 5-minute walk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're out in the country, so it's like, you know, you got to jump on the 4-wheeler or something and head to the next house. We used to do that, like, when I was a single dad, and like years ago, when my oldest son was younger, and we lived in a, you know, it was a pretty low end neighborhood. And nobody did it because everybody went somewhere else. Because you always drove, we would always drive like to the country club and stuff, like the rich people neighborhood. And,
yeah, of course. That's what
yeah.
You get like, I mean, they would give you like full size, like Snicker bars,
full size candy bars. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you would get like a 4-pack of Reese's. It was, I mean, it was worth the drive for sure. But
I will say, remembering being a kid, as long as I could pick out my costume, I was always a ninja. Until one year Walmart didn't have any ninja costumes, and I was really upset because I had to be a Grim Reaper. But I ended up loving the costume. Was really fucking dope. It had like a hood with a see-through mesh, and you had little glasses on it that had little red dots on it, so it's like you have little red lights. You look like what's those things from Star Wars?
Jawa.
I was like a Jawa, essentially.
Yeah, I was thinking Walmart. Walmart, a lot of times we go there, and my kid would be like, he would want to be something, and they would have it, but they would have it all the sizes except for the size that he needed, and it would just...
Yeah, always.
It was just, it's always like that. I mean, why do you have 50 of these, but none of that? And so, it was good times. I like Halloween. I don't know why I'm talking about it in August, but...
Hey, look, first off, it is spooky season already.
It is. That's
August, September, and October. That is all Halloween to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the next and big then, one, right? And then you're on the holiday roller coaster.
I think that's...
Because we...
I think on Halloween this year, I'm going to celebrate the Day of the Dead, the Mexican holiday.
You do, like, the paint your face like a skull and everything?
No, it's just... It's more about
sugar the... skulls. That's what they do, don't they? They make the sugar skulls.
I'm doing more of the... Because they usually have an ofrenda where they put all the pictures of the ancestors and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to cook their favorite foods, you know, just set it out. That kind of, it's almost like milk and cookie for Santa, but a lot sadder.
Yeah, but I, you know what? I think I always really like that tradition that they have, and I think it's one of the coolest ones. And I wish it would be incorporated into like normal America more. You know, like it would filter on into the rest of us more so.
Well, I kind
of
want to,
because it is a cool thing.
I want to start that trend. I'm like, I'm gonna, you know. Not really invite people over, but I want to like be able to say, hey, that's my aunt, this and this, this and so and so, and you know, this is part of her. Like, tell a story from him, let people know him.
Yeah, well, that, I mean, it's history and stuff like that, so it's really, and honestly, you know, I know very little about your family, but like the past Noob Show that you, when you were talking with your cousin, and that was just cool, just hearing different stories about, you know, I think that stuff's cool. I think that's a great way to remember things, because I know almost nothing about my grandfather that passed away because nobody ever talks about it. We just don't talk about dead people. Like, you just don't do it. You.
Well, on my grandmother's side, I can try, or actually on my dad's side, I know where my information for my grandfather ends, and I know where the information for my grandmother ends, because that's what everybody knows. And if you keep talking about that stuff, it may like not get lost, but change over time, but it only gets cooler. The facts only be like, they become more legendary. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Which is how I think Jesus got so blown up. It's like people started telling like Chuck Norris jokes, but for Jesus, he was so holy he could heal the blind, and people just started believing it.
I think there's a large part of that. I mean, there's no way that it was something like that was passed down. I mean, it's just, and so much of it doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, I mean, I was raised in that, but it just doesn't make logical sense. I mean, it's just like, why? Anyway, get on that subject. But yeah, no, I think so. I think some stuff like that's been passed down and, you know, rearranged and rewritten and translated and everything else for so long that it, yeah, it definitely takes on a legendary feel.
It's fun to do that, honestly. Like, you know, it's actually...
You said fun, noob.
It is, man. I love going back and looking at old pictures of shit. But what's really fucked
up... Oh, I thought you were talking about fucking telling the story of Jesus, but adding your own Chuck Norris jokes.
Yeah, of course. You know, Jesus is so holy. He brought a man back from the dead. But no...
That's like a Chuck Norris joke when you say it's like that.
Do you hear about Jesus? Yeah, he died, but before he died, he did all this crazy stuff. Oh, I don't. And no, there's no way to fact check that stuff.
No, it's where faith comes in. I mean, it's where, you know, people have to you believe it. There's no way to prove it. And you know, I can't disprove that there's not a giant spaghetti monster in deep space. But I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's just, that's what I'm saying. It's just silly. But
also legends. The you know, the gun that killed Billy the Kid's going up for auction.
Like, I saw that somewhere, yeah.
It's the starting bid is $2 million.
How did they know that that's the one that killed? You know, I mean, the Wild West was like crazy, right? I mean, how did they know that that's the one? Well,
Billy the Kid was shot in an attempted robbery, and if it was by a sheriff.
Yeah, and honestly, it's, you know, if they have the proof that the sheriff killed, I mean, guns are really easy to track with serial numbers and stuff.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, I get that. But what I'm saying is, here's the scenario, right? They're doing a bank heist. One of the cops in the group of, I mean, because when they would come out, there'd be like 30 of them or whatever. One of them shoots him.
There wasn't 30 cops.
I don't know. Just listen to my story.
There would be like five guys.
Burgers and fries.
Okay, there were five guys. Was
it burger and fries?
Yes. Yes. Well, one guy was drinking a milkshake, so he wasn't even shooting. But there were six guys, Kevin. And so one of the guys goes home and tells his kid, I shot Billy the Kid today, and shows him his gun. And then the other guy goes home and tells his kid, I shot Billy the Kid today, and here's his gun. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's, I don't know. I always question stuff like that. It's like, how do they know? How do you know that that really is that?
I'm trying to read some of the article right now, see if there's any, like... And again, it probably is just word of mouth. There's like probably no way of saying 100%, oh, this is the gun that did it. You know what I mean? But because they're...
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure it's got a certificate of authenticity or some shit.
If you're talking like the gun that shot Bonnie and Clyde, you couldn't know that. They literally went down.
Yeah, there were 50.
I got it right here. Billy the Kid, a gunslinger often said to have killed 8 men, had been on the run for 3 months when Sheriff Pat Garrett hid in a dark bedroom and shot him in the chest on July 14th, 1881 in Fort Sumner, NM, according to Garrett's account. A single action revolver, New Mexico, thank you. I've blanked on that. The new single action revolver Garrett used would be offered to Boham's auction house, which estimates it can go for. So yeah, a single guy killed him, and he brought it in. Is like, hey, yeah, that makes more sense then.
I would have left the part out about me hiding in the bedroom.
Yeah, that is kind of whack.
But that's why Emilio Estevez, his acting career went after that happened. His acting career just went nowhere.
Wait,
let's not forget the genius of Men at Work.
Prior to his killing, a judge said to have sentenced famed outlaw Billy the Kid to hang until you are dead, dead, dead. Billy was rumored to respond, you can go to hell, hell, hell.
That's from the damn movie.
Hey,
I love that. Young Guns, that was a great movie. Yeah, it's got...
There's two of them.
Yeah, there's Young Guns 2. It's got Charlie Sheen in it.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland, Emilio Estevez. God, who's the guy's name? He was in La Bamba too.
He was in.
I can't remember. He's probably
got three names.
No, I have no idea.
He always plays an Indian.
Robert Downey Jr.
Shut up. In the first one?
I have no idea. I'm just saying names.
No, he wasn't in the first one. Anyway, yeah, Young Guns is good. It's worth watching. It's pretty good.
He's only 21 years old. Jeez. He was Billy the Kid.
I mean, you were a full-grown man at 12 back then. So, you know, it's... I'm very thankful I was not born into violence or in a world like that. I don't think I would survive that long.
Yeah, honestly, I'm glad I'm not born into some like ancient medieval battleground where I have to fight for my life. Fuck that, man.
I have a older, no, he's actually younger than me, but we don't hang out much anymore. But someone I used to know, and I still know, but anyway, he's like a, he works out a lot. Like he's like a big mm-hmm. bodybuilder kind of guy. And he used to always talk about, you know, wishing he lived like back in like medieval or, you know, Viking times or something like that. And I was always like, no, I mean, he would probably been fine. Probably. I wouldn't make it past the potato harvest and it would just, it wouldn't work out for me. It would be natural selection for me.
I think the only group of ancient peoples I want to hang out with is like the ancient Native Americans, man. And not like the really war focused ones, the more that were chill. Because they weren't always at war.
It's fucked up. Yeah, that whole thing. But I think the migratory ones, the ones that had like different areas of the country that they went to in like at different times of the year. And, I think that would be cool because, I mean, it's like you're traveling and you're hanging out with your whole neighborhood. I mean, pretty much. It's
that was the like Plains Indians that did that.
There were some, I'm pretty ignorant on all that subject, but it's I do remember some that they would move different areas. Some of them would on the plains like that. They would follow like the buffalo herds and stuff like that, and just kind of, you know, chill and, you know, take down a buffalo when they needed to and move on. Yeah. But
I was listening to a podcast and they were like doing studies of ancient peoples and stuff. And those then hunter gatherer tribes, you worked like, you know, actual work, maybe 12 hours a week in their societies. Like you didn't do a whole lot of work. I mean, you get a couple of deer and it feeds everybody for, you know,
I don't think it was until like, you know, basically money and currency exchange and, you know, people like, and that's where that came in, you know, that I think, I don't know, but yeah, you just chilled, enjoyed life. No money, no problems. That's true. That's really true. Oh, speaking of that though, I think I saw, it was like, I saw an article this week on, it showed like a human skull. I don't know if I saw that on our Discord or not somewhere, but where they basically showed where they had done, like brain surgery or, you know, where they had, put in a plate like a metal bandage on this guy's skull back in the, I think it's the Incas or something. But
I'm looking this up real quick.
Yeah, there was like a picture of it. It was really cool, and it was like, I think it was like a gold plate or something, and they showed where they could see where the person survived it because the way the skull or the skin or something had grown around the metal plate.
Oh, weird.
It's pretty sweet.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, shit, people in India knew how to do rhinoplasties. Like, what they would do is they would cut skin from your forehead and then they would flap it down over your nose. Well, then they took some kind of leaf and that made some kind of like healing salve or whatever, and they put it over the scar and they put it over your nose, you know, like bandages essentially. And after a few months or weeks, you know, it's all healed up and you got a better nose.
That's pretty amazing.
But
I think it's really cool.
Trepanation, that's where you drill a hole inside your head. Oh. And they found a lot of old, like ancient peoples with that done. Apparently what it's for is relieving pressure along the brain.
Yeah, for like, I mean, like concussions and stuff, right?
Something like that. The old, you know, the ancient people said it was to release the evil spirits from your brain, because that's where all the bad happens. Yeah.
Well, Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of that when they did that in freaking medical school, you know, well, not really evil spirits, but they thought the crazy people were like that, so they would just take out chunks of their brain and, yeah, they're not crazy anymore. Yeah, but they drool all day. That might be less than a favorable outcome.
Yeah, I would think there's a pretty bad percentage of survival on that.
Jeez, actually, it's like a lot more than you think it was. What's it? Because, I mean, they cover it. They don't put, like, the metal plate you were talking about. They let it heal.
No, this was from somebody. It was like they theorized that the person had been, like, seriously injured, like a deathly wound, and he was saved by this surgery that they had done, and then the plate that they put on his head.
Because there was a woman back in the 70s. Her name was Amanda Fielding, and she did self-trepidation, where she drilled the hole into her head herself. You ever watch, what's it, Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia?
No, what is that?
Nope.
Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia, okay.
It's on Hulu. It's a skinny white dude, and essentially what he does is he goes all over the world just taking psychedelics. Like, if you can think of a psychedelic, he's done it. He does chemistry for, like, hobbies and stuff. Hamilton Morris, he doesn't believe that, like, LSD, and he doesn't believe that it's a spiritual thing. He thinks it's the mind just building up chemicals in your brain and showing you this stuff. He does think there's medical uses to it, but he doesn't think there's anything spiritual to it. It's a really dope show. That's where I found out about this woman, Amanda Fielding. She's also claimed to have a romantic relationship with a pigeon. She's done a lot of LSD. Yeah, a pigeon, like the bird.
Birds are very emotional animals.
She actually recorded her entire her trepidation. She recorded the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know where you can find the video.
See if how I was she on up. Trial? You said at her trial?
No. She recorded the whole video of her trepidation, like doing the hole inside of her head stuff.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
Called Heartbeat in the Brain. It's a documentary.
Heartbeat in the Brain? What did she have, like an aneurysm? Is that what that was? I mean,
I just don't know. Was
she just swelling or something? That's weird.
I tell you what, though, I would hang out with this woman. I don't know if I'd do the same shit she'd do, but she seems like she knows how to party.
Well, I mean, if you know,
she loves LSD.
That is the definition of knows how to party.
She lives in she lives in England, and she basically lives in a castle with this big topiary field. She's out there. I don't know what she does, but like I said, I'd hang out with her. The unadulterated joys of self-trepidation before, during, and after stills from the documentary Heartbeat in the Brain, in which Amanda Fielding performs a DIY head surgery. Those words shouldn't be together.
Yeah, those go together like peanut butter and steak.
Hold on now, don't get crazy. There's a little picture of her.
I'm sticking on our thing.
It's wild. But no, Kevin, have you done LSD? It sounds like you have.
I may or may not have dabbled in it before.
Has your character Kevin you play on the show done LSD?
Most definitely.
It's really interesting, man. Apparently you can't overdose on it.
Cranioplasty inlay. Yeah, I found it. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Send me a link related to it real quick.
I stuck it in Noob's Notes, but that's what it was. It was a cranioplasty
You use
inlay.
Bing?
Yeah.
Oh, and it's gold, which I think gold is antimicrobial?
I think so, like similar to steel. It's weird, though, because it's, you know, gold's fairly soft. It's a soft metal. So maybe they did that. I don't know. I thought maybe they did that to allow for, I don't know why, I guess movement or something, but I don't know. It's just cool. I saw that. I thought that was really a cool thing. It's, that's not the actual site. I think I just found the picture, but it's,
that's still dope. I mean, it's a man who had his head surgery done back when,
it's in a museum in Peru.
Surgery back then had a 0.0% chance to succeed on any surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're...
All surgeries were exploratory surgeries.
That's awesome, though, man.
Yes.
There was something else I wanted to say about that, about self-surgeries, but now I can't remember. Oh, no, I was about to say, I'm like speaking about going back to modern times, thank God we live in a time with modern dentistry. It's a fuck having your teeth.
Buys me groceries.
Well, yeah, and imagine not having, you know, having a tooth pulled without any fucking sedatives. Besides maybe opium that you got to smoke beforehand.
Oh, God, that sound, like when a teeth, when a tooth breaks sometimes as they're pulling it out. No.
Ooh. I agree.
That's terrible. Or like the fucking, was it the Civil War guys when they're like, oh, you got shot in the ankle, so we gotta take your whole leg. Here, bite down on this leather belt and drink this whiskey. We'll see if you survive after this. Fucking terrible.
Yeah, yeah. The field amputations would be another thing of I'm good. I'm dead. I'm just gonna die. I'm just gonna die.
Can I be the doctor? I'll do the sawing. You know what I mean, it's terrible, but it's better than having your own shit sawed. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't.
All right.
I think that fucks you up as a physician too, like having to do that, and you sit there and cut a body part off of somebody, and then they, you know, it's a really good chance. You know, they're definitely gonna die if you don't, and if you do, you know, there's still a really high chance that they're probably gonna die anyway. That's awful. Well,
let's lighten the mood and bring it back for a circle. A Moscow farm has decided to equip cows with VR glasses in order to feel relaxed and feel happier. A calm environment leads to an increased milk yield. So these motherfuckers are putting VR headsets on cows to make them have more milk.
But what type of fields are they in that they need VR headsets?
Aren't they just out
in pastures?
I assume they're listening to like Europop videos.
They're probably just in like was it the window screensaver, the two green hills? They're just chilling out there.
It's so nice. We're almost there. Just keep walking and make your milk. No, I read that. The first thing I thought is, God damn, I mean, fucking cows are getting VR headsets now, and I don't have one. I should probably get one for some reason.
VR is awesome.
Do you use yours a lot, though? I mean, I always thought, because I'm a lazy gamer. Like, I've had, like, the Kinect and the PlayStation Move and a lot of those things. And I found, like, I really just want to sit on the couch. I really do.
Well, like, when you're playing Skyrim and stuff, you're moving and stuff, and you don't realize it, man. Like, especially if you're using arrows or magic, it feels like you're just going through the game. And you don't realize it, but you're huffing and puffing out of breath because you just ran away from six bandits.
Well, I mean, did you run into shit, or how does that work? Do you just run in place, or what do you do?
Essentially, I mean, you can sit in a chair and play Skyrim if you really wanted to, and you just move your arms, but you move with the thumbstick and you look around with your head.
Huh. Yeah.
There's some machines now that let you stand up and run in place.
I play a lot of games. I'll be honest with you now. I play a lot of games sometimes. Because I'm a PC gamer. I play a lot of games that just require my mouse.
PC Master Race.
We are the Master Race. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That just require my mouse, so I don't have to use both of my hands to play the games. My mouse has like 18 buttons on it, so the only thing that really has to move on my body is, and I have the high sensitivity, so I move that mouse about a quarter inch, and it's mostly across the screen. So the only thing that really moves a lot is my thumb. But I find when I play with if I play with a controller, it's harder for me to drink and play video games if I'm having to use both hands to use controllers.
That might be for the better thing.
I don't know, keep you from getting in trouble.
That's how he finally gives up alcohol. He nonstop games for 2 weeks.
Quit whenever I want.
Have you started Dark Souls Remastered yet?
I did. And I played. I played through it when I had like a week or something. I went through it really fast. It was like
you beat it?
Yeah. I played like a strength warrior and just
then that's why.
I was like, I'm just gonna play a warrior because every time I ever played that game, it's been the magic person. like a sorcerer or wizard or whatever it is on there. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it was, but I mean, and then it's tough, but I don't think I did everything. And I kind of want to go back through it and kind of do other things too, because I don't think I did all the expansion stuff or anything like that. But it was great. But I was really, I'll say this, I was really disappointed in the Gwyn fight.
Yeah, a lot of people say that.
After, I would just say, after Dark Souls 3 and the, oh shit, what's the, it's basically, yeah, the
dragon.
Not the, yeah, well, Madeir, yeah, but
yeah, fucking Madeir.
The
sorry, Kevin, for this conversation.
Soul of Soul of Cinder.
Oh, it's completely interesting for me to listen to.
The soul of I'm wrapping up in a second. The Soul of Cinder, the Soul of Cinder fight versus the Gwyn fight is I've always had trouble with the Soul of Cinder in Dark Souls 3.
Well, did you do the DLC where you get sucked into the portal?
I don't know if I did that.
That is where the game is like, that's where like all the real final bosses are at, man. It has so its own dragon.
It's like Dark Souls 3 where you basically, you beat the Soul of Cinder, but then you get to the Ring City and you go through that shit, right? Because really, I mean, the twin demons on Dark Souls 3 and then freaking Madeir.
Fuck that
and...
boss.
I tried to solo it. I had to bring...
Wasn't it me? We helped you with.
You helped me with it a lot, yeah. But I mean, I played Dark Souls 3 through. I don't know how many times. But
are you gonna get a Elden Ring, Matt?
Oh fuck yeah, dude! Even if it's garbage,
I'm ready to play through that shit, and it's gonna have actual like, two people player or fucking games or multiplayer.
I'll be honest with you. I watched that initial trailer for it. And I'm not going to watch or listen to anything else about it until I already know I'm going to buy it. There's, I'm already in it. So I am excited too. I hope it comes out soon enough that my freaking PC is still good enough to run
it. Valid enough to play it.
I'm sure it still is.
I always laugh when I hear people say, God dang, I'm spending $500 on a new PlayStation. And I'm like, I have to buy a new PC.
Buy a new GPU.
It's not. Well, I mean, the GPUs. I mean, if you get
$800.
Yeah, it's $800 fucking.
If you can find it, first off, fuck scalpers. If you're a scalper, you can eat my entire ass.
Yeah.
You go in there, you buy a fuck ton of shit, and then you try to hack up the price, man. Just fuck you, dude. You're bad people.
Yeah, they suck, but NVIDIA's like doing like a thing. They're gonna do one that's just for like crypto miners and shit, like Bitcoin and stuff like that. Like because or is that the pro? It might be processors that they're doing that with.
No, it's GPUs.
It's GPUs. That's right. It is GPUs. Yeah. Like what the hell are they doing with the? I don't know how the actual technical side of that shit works, but
they just need super powerful computers to like mine.
Super powerful computers that have really quick cycle times and shit. I believe, but.
Because that's the thing, if you get a single Bitcoin, you just paid for, whatever computer rig you need to like mine. Like
a Bitcoin's like $30,000 or some shit. I don't understand how it's nuts. But yeah, I don't like the the one I bought recently was it's got a lot of space in it for upgrades and stuff, but I hope I don't have to do anything to it. But anyway, sorry Kevin.
Yeah. No, it's all right.
Speaking of computers, my next upgrade, I think I need to get an i10 or a new motherboard so I can get a new processor. I want to switch up to the i10s.
I think mine's an i7.
My next computer purchase is going to be probably the Steam Box.
I've heard of those.
The Valve is basically releasing it's basically like a Switch, but it'll run PC games.
No. You're thinking of that's not the Steam Box. The Steam Box was literally their console, like kind of. Where it's like you can download
a computer. But...
Yeah. What is that thing called? It's the handheld Steam. Those things look dope. That's really cool.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's supposed to be heavy as shit, but. Like it's more than double the weight. Double the weight of a Switch.
You can't be a gamer if you're weak, Kevin.
Double the weight of the Switch?
More than double the weight, yeah.
I have not played on that. I thought I was going to get to play on the Switch a lot when my kid got one, but...
Steam Deck.
No.
Steam Deck, that's what it's called.
Steam Deck, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It looks pretty sweet.
Honestly, the only reason I would want it is because you can download Windows on it, and then I would download or they would fucking just download emulators. And there you go. There's a fucking GameCube, Nintendo 64, and all that other shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do all that shit on there.
Sometimes which reminds me,
sure wonky, but I don't know.
I don't know.
The Steam controller though looks really weird. I've always thought that I would have a hard time playing on it.
I heard it was awful.
I saw it looks weird. I mean, and like the directional pad and stuff. It's like that disc.
It's a touchpad.
It's basically a touchpad. Yeah, I think that sounds like a bad idea. But
I will say their controllers for their VR system though are pretty good.
Is that the VR you bought?
Mm-hmm. It was worth it, man. It's like, man, fuck it. If I'm going to get VR, I want something that's going to not be obsolete in 2 years. You know what I mean? That can't run shit.
I wonder how much they spent all that VR shit for those cows.
Probably a lot.
I mean, you gotta make a shit ton of milk to pay for it. You know what I mean? I mean, that's a lot of milk.
Well, if cars ran on milk, I mean, it'd be more expensive than gas.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Not much more, but yeah.
Not much more.
I honestly don't know how much milk is. I hear it's, like $3 or something?
It depends on what you buy. If you want that good milk, that premium milk.
I don't know. I don't know what I think we just get Walmart milk.
Before one of the things before I close out, we talked about in the last episode. What's your guys' favorite cereal? You got them.
It's Yeah, I mean Fruity Pebbles is probably if I could eat anything, if I had a cereal, it would be I used to get a box of it for like $4, like the family size box, and then I'll get like one a big popcorn bowl. And I would dump the whole box in there. The whole box. And that's what I would eat for like dinner or something. It would just be
the whole box of family size Fruity Pebbles.
Whole box. Like a half, you know, like a half a gallon of milk. It was delicious. And the milk was so good after you okay, so when you dump out a box of Fruity Pebbles, the family size, like the bottom of the box, you know, it's got all that like, kind of like crumbled up cereal in the bottom of it. It's like powder.
Good stuff, yeah.
It all gets in that milk. It's so good. Oh, man.
Purple-colored milk.
Mmm, delicious.
What's your favorite cereal, Kevin?
I'm either a Fruity Pebbles or a Lucky Charms.
Thanks. One of those are correct, and it's not the Lucky Charms.
It's not. They're not marshmallows. I don't know what the fuck those things are, but they're not marshmallows.
They're dehydrated marshmallows.
I think Terrence said their official name is marmots.
I think a marmot is like an animal, isn't it?
It's a marmoset, I think is what you're thinking of.
No, there is a marmot. It's a type of rodent.
That's what I thought it was a rodent. They're probably so. I don't know. You know, my oldest son liked Lucky Charms, but that's because there was never any Fruity Pebbles in the house. I mean, wink, wink.
Well, then, what's the worst cereal?
The worst shredded wheat. Not the frosted.
My favorite probably is Fruity Pebbles, too, by the way. Fucking love Fruity Pebbles.
It's hard to beat it. It's just hard to beat it.
The worst cereal is oat bran.
Ooh, that's a bad one.
I don't even
know
what that is.
It's old cereal, lots of fiber.
Squares of oat.
You guys ever had Kix? They're not good.
No, the kids are always so happy.
They're pretty bad, Kevin, especially if you're a kid growing up like I was and seeing those commercials like, man, I fucking want Kix. And you finally get them and they're awful.
They're pretty awful. You put 8 scoops of sugar.
If you're used to Lucky Charms and Frosted Flakes and all those, and you get Kix and it's low sugar cereal.
It's like getting unflavored oatmeal.
Oh.
Oats. Nobody wants
I like
that.
Oatmeal, but I gotta have like some brown sugar in there, and it's yeah. But oat bran is like, it's like little, they look like little sticks. They're like these little tiny brown sticks. It's awful. My grandmother used to eat it all the time, I think from the help with constipation from all the medication she was having to take. Ugh, it's not a good cereal. It doesn't have a friendly kid on the front of it. There's no mazes. There's no crossword puzzle on the back. Ain't none of that.
If you want to know where all the good cereals are at, when you go down a grocery store aisle, look at kid level. That's where all the good grocery or all the cereals at, because they pay to have their cereal in that aisle so the kids see it.
Or just, I mean, you're already there. Just go get the fucking box of Fruity Pebbles. You're not going to have a bad day.
Or even the knockoff Fruity Pebbles from Walmart. Still good.
You mean the ones that are like just in a bag? There's not even a box.
Yeah, just in a bag. Oh, those big bag cereals are awesome. They're cheap.
Yeah, because they're cheap.
You could also get something called Marshmallow Mateys, which is Captain Crunch with marshmallows, but a different brand.
Are they really marshmallows, or are they like the Lucky Charms marmots?
They're like the Lucky Charm, the little marmots.
I swear, I don't think those are dehydrated marshmallows. That seems like a lot of trouble to make a marshmallow and then dehydrate it. And it seems like when it got wet with milk that it would turn back into a marshmallow, right?
I don't know, man. I don't know the science.
I really honestly,
you brought this shit up. No, I don't know.
I know, but now I'm not debating the science behind fucking Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms marmots.
I'm gonna go have a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
Now another yeah, I want Fruity Pebbles now too. Another good cereal that's hard as fuck to find is Honey Bunches of Oats, just the bunches.
What? I didn't like just the
cluster. Yeah, it's so good. I don't want the flakes and Honey Bunches. I don't want the flakes. The flakes can fuck off. I don't want any of those. Give me just the bunches.
They make that? Really?
It's hard to find what they do. You just want them to. No, they make it. It's been seen. It's called Just the Bunches.
That sounds like a great idea.
What was the other one? Oh, Honey Smacks.
Stay off Amazon, or else you'll end up with a 20-pound bag of them on your doorstep tomorrow.
Did you say Honey Smacks, Snoop?
Yeah, with the frog on it?
Yeah. Those are pretty good.
I was never a fan of Honey Smacks.
It has like a, I don't know, I liked them, but they have an odd taste. It's like a, they don't taste like you think they should. I don't know.
If I didn't want something super sweet, Honey Nut Cheerios is a really good one.
Yeah. I mean, if you're trying to be heart healthy and all that stuff, I guess.
Honey Nut Cheerios are fucking awesome. Now,
I never was a big fan without a bunch of sugar added, but.
Ooh, just bunches. Honey Bunches of Oat, just bunches, cinnamon cereal, 17-ounce box, $21.19 on Amazon. Someone's scalping Honey Bunches of Oats.
Holy crap.
Someone's working in the factory and scamming out a couple boxes every night.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is a four pack. And it's temporary.
Four
boxes. Okay. That's not bad. I was like, God damn, for one box.
That's like what, $5 or something a piece?
No, the only issue is that it is still out of stock, so that's not coming back.
Oh.
Now I'm sad.
Yeah, it's gonna be responsible.
Can I get that used and save 5% off?
Close this out, Kevin. It's your turn. Do it.
It's my turn. Well, hey, thanks for joining us, everyone. Don't forget to tune into YouTube and catch our main show, Homebrew Detritus. Check out our Patreon. And if you throw us a little money on Patreon, we have plenty of other shows up there. So check out the links and stay tuned for more.
And if you don't feel like watching, we're actually starting to release Raiders of the Lark out the vault. One episode.
It's awesome.
I know. I can actually listen to it now because it's going to be on Spotify.
Because it's on Spotify. Yeah, I started listening to it back at episode one again today, and I love the soundtrack that they do for it, and it is audio only, so you have to run a video on your phone in the car. It's a great show. I really like it.
Please listen to our shows. We're up to we're gaining traction with our main show. We got 100 listeners on episode 3. Excitement.
All right. Yeah.
Night, everybody.
Night, everybody.